So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to talk about seizures and the ketogenic diet, okay? Doing keto is the most effective thing you can do if you have epilepsy, all right? Why is that? Because when you run your body on this alternative fuel source, which is ketones versus glucose, you severely reduce the stress on the brain. It's a more efficient fuel. And to get in ketosis, you have to drop your carbohydrates down or do fasting, or I recommend do a combination of both. Okay? A couple of the things it'll do. It'll increase your mitochondria, which is your energy factories of the brain, specifically in a structure of the brain called the hippocampus. So it supports hippocampus. Ketones help this structure in the brain, which is involved in spatial memory, like your ability to locate yourself in time and space, like going in a room, like where did I go? Where am I going? Where did I come from? That type of thing. Memory in general, and has a big role in epilepsy. Okay, so this structure right here, and ketones support that. Ketones slow neurodegeneration. So ketones are neuroprotective. They protect the neuron or the nerve cell. But seizures develop from excess glutamate. Now, what is that? Glutamate is an amino acid, and it's basically a neurotransmitter. 90% of the brain uses this neurotransmitter to communicate. It's an excitatory neurotransmitter. And so what happens when you run your body on glucose, too much of it and too much insulin, you start developing too much glutamate, and that becomes toxic or cytotoxic. That's really what's creating the misfiring and the disruption of the neurons in the brain that leads to seizures. Now, the other opposing neurotransmitter is called GABA. That's inhibitory. Ketones support GABA, and they don't support glutamate, so it helps balance this thing out. So you have the situation where it instantly puts the brain in a situation where you just don't have this condition anymore. So it improves, increases GABA, neuroprotective. Ketones are anti-seizure, have anti-seizure effects. And if you have not done this and you have seizures, you definitely need to research this, look into intermittent fasting, look into how to do ketosis, and really understand what insulin resistance is. I'll put a link down below for some research you can check out and some ways to do this, and then share the results. Thanks for watching. Hey, if you haven't already subscribed, press this little button down below, okay? Thanks. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.